Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to PD Radio. Every Tuesday, bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Music, interviews, and much more. PD Radio.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What y'all know about Cutie Pie? Hello, 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 XOXO. Thank you all for tuning in to another great night with PD Radio. It is I, your host, Miss PD, sharing the airwaves with my right hand, my co-host that's better than most, and he is Mr. Black. What's up, Lizzie?
That's what I'm talking about. Every time, you know, every week you bring a brother in just so righteous. And like I said, I'm always here with my favorite gal, Miss PD,
right.
And we always put it down. So it's going to be another nice, mellow show. What you got going on over there?
Tonight on PD Radio, we just chilling, you know, going with the flow, playing that music that you want to hear and speaking on whatever comes to mind. So if something is on your mind you like to discuss, whether it's a violation you've witnessed, relationship issues, something funny you saw, call us up and share with us on the air at 646-478-3599. And don't forget to press 1 to speak. And I want to quickly give a shout out to last week's guest, Candace, a.k.a. She Is Hip Hop, for being on the show. And shout out to all past guests who took the time to come on and share their journey with us. We appreciate you all. And to all of you dedicated, loyal listeners, we sincerely thank you, because without you tuning in every week, all this would be in vain. And because of you, we only hope to grow bigger and take you on the ride with us. So thank you to everyone who tunes in. Even when you can't listen live, you guys go back and you check out the archives, and we really appreciate that. We see what you're doing, and we appreciate you. So, that being said, Lizzie,
next week
is Thanksgiving. Are you excited?
I'm hyped. I can't wait, because I need to gain about 5 pounds anyway. So,
Turkey Day.
Hey,
time when
right.
Family gets together over a good meal and share war stories over growing up and watching football the whole nine. You know, I look forward to it. I love the holidays. And you know me, I don't sleep during the holidays because I'm up all night prepping, baking, cooking, and by the time the guests arrive, I'm beat.
So that's why
and
you got, you
always,
know, you got to get some rest.
Oh, is that black?
You don't want to pass out. Got to get some rest now.
I know, I got sleep issues anyway. It's just an overdrive during the holidays. But, you know, what are you going to
right.
do? I'm going to get it in with my turkey, the roast beef, the greens, mac and cheese, cornbread, sausage stuffing, cranberries, potato salad, cranberry sauce, and all the desserts. I get
uh-oh.
It. Oh, I just get it.
I mean, it means a lot to me because, you know, it only comes around once a year. So, you know, and it's about the food. It's about the food and family. There's everybody
right.
getting together. So for all you guys
right.
out there where you got the women cooking for you, make sure they got skills, because it only comes around once a year, baby. You know, somebody messing up that meal.
I know that's right. What's your favorite part about the holidays, Black? And what's your favorite dish?
All right, now which holiday are you talking about? Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, or just the whole bundle?
Thanksgiving and Christmas.
For me, it's just about the atmosphere. It's about the people. It's about, you know, just the little decorations here and there, just how the house smells and how everything looks, the leaves, you know, just the whole ambiance of the season. That's all I really need. You know what I mean?
Right.
I know a lot of people
right.
they want gifts and things like that, and they're trying to see what they can get. Nah, it's not even about that for me. I just love having people around and have everybody have a good time. So, what about you?
Right. It's the same here, basically. You know, I like to host, so I like to do everything. I get a good feeling out of having everyone come over and, you know, I cook and, you know, just have everybody come around and just, you know, mingle and eat and have a good time. Like, that makes me feel good. I love it. I love it. So I'm the host of the family, so I'm always doing it. And I'm used to it by now. Well, what I want to know is, what's your favorite dish that you can't wait to dig into for Thanksgiving or Christmas?
My favorite dish is always...
Everybody has that one thing they can't wait to get into.
The one thing I always love to get into is that I love some good baked macaroni and cheese. That's one. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't even have to have any turkey. Just give me some baked macaroni and cheese, some stuffing, some good... Mm-hmm. You know, some good size, I'm good. But, yeah, definitely the baked macaroni and cheese.
So that's your one favorite? Like, that's the one thing you can't wait to dive into?
Yeah, I mean, it's cause, you know, you don't
I mean,
have
I know
it
you
all,
want
you
it all.
All
I know you want it all, but what's the one thing? Is that your one thing, the mac and cheese, or is it the stuffing? Or
that's the one thing, as long as it's done right. It's got to be done right, though, because if the baked macaroni and cheese isn't done right, it messes up my whole holiday. I'm done.
I'm trying to tell you. Do you ever see some people's mac and cheese and they swear they be putting it down? I just be looking like,
Yeah, you can't. Whoever's cooking, get your ingredients
right.
I'm telling you, I want to see pictures because I'm calling you out.
And, ladies, I mean, whatever your budget calls for it and you do what you do, but I feel like for the holidays, you can't have that. Everything has got to be fresh. You can't be doing no canned stuff. Like even doing the string beans, they got to be fresh. You got to go to farmer's market, pick them string beans, wash them, break off the ends. You got to do the whole
nine.
That's the whole point of the holiday. I mean, the rest of the year, go for yours. I do it too. I cheat. But when the holidays come, forget about it. I'm not doing canned. Everything's got to be fresh. If it's not,
that's right,
man. Boo.
No creeping.
Boo to
no
you
creeping
if you're
off
doing
the
that.
KFC. No creeping the KFC and Popeyes trying to pawn off.
I tried this chicken for y'all. No, you didn't. Mm-hmm. Well, I made my famous string beans. And they're like, you got that big old can from Acme. I know what you did. You darkened it up a little bit.
I can smell it. I don't even smell the same.
Stop. Yeah, but the holidays are fun. I'm really looking forward to it. But right now, you know what I want to get into?
What's up?
Dun, 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 dun.
Uh-oh, you got some birthdays for me?
Celebrity birthday. Yes. I have some. I have a few. So, let's get that done. You ready?
Yeah. Break it down for me.
All right. Here we go. Birthdays this week. We have singer Omarion. I don't know how old he is, but he has a birthday this week. Happy birthday, Omarion. Actress Tamala Jones of Booty Call is 38 this week. Whoopi Goldberg is 57. NBA player Meta World Peace, 33. Condoleezza Rice, 57. Prince
sorry,
of
that
Wales,
man changed
Prince
his
Charles.
Name to Meta World Peace.
What is his real name?
Ron Artest. That's his real
That's
name.
That's what it is. It would not come to me. All right. Prince of Wales, Prince Charles is 63 this week. Old school R&B singer Alexander O'Neill is 58. Remember that song, She's a Fake?
Mm-hmm.
He has some good songs. He has some really, really
yeah,
good
classic.
Songs. And last but not least is every boy's favorite crush back in the day. Lisa Bonet of The Cosby Show is 44 this week. So happy birthday to all you guys. This is for you.
Happy birthday. Yeah, we got to change that up.
I got something next week. Give it to me, Black.
That sounds like old Three Stooges.
Nah, you messed up.
Right
you didn't give it to me this week.
I couldn't. What, the and many more?
Nah, you blew it.
I got you next week.
Nah, next week I'm doing something different. I ain't going down like that next week. So, before we get into some more music, I want to read something that's going on in the news right now, which is kind of crazy. By now,
okay.
I'm sure everybody has heard about it. And this is about the actor who is the voice for Sesame Street's Elmo, Kevin Clash. That's his name. So it says that he left Sesame Street over allegations of underage sex with a teen boy. Now, this is how it goes. Allegations of sex with the 16-year-old boy have temporarily forced out the man responsible for voicing one of the most beloved Sesame Street characters of all time. Kevin Clash, who has been the iconic voice of Elmo for the past 28 years. Wow, 28 years. He stands accused of engaging in a sexual relationship with the underage teen. Allegations Clash denies. Though he admits to having a relationship with his accuser, who is now 23, Clash told reporters the man was of legal age at the time. It was between two consenting adults, and he was deeply saddened that he is trying to make it into something it was not. Officials at Sesame Street, who have met with the unidentified accuser at least twice, stand behind Clash, insisting that no evidence has been produced thus far to prove the claim. Kevin insists that these allegations are false and defamatory and that he has taken action to protect his reputation. Workshop rep said in a statement, we have granted him a leave of absence to do so. So, how crazy is that? Why is it always, you know, these innocent characters that kids, you know, grow to love and there's always some controversy behind it?
That's because
they remember Pee-wee Herman? Remember Pee-wee Herman?
Mm-hmm.
Being a pervert, like, you entertain kids, like, how did that happen? Everybody's entitled to their personal life, but, I mean, he claims when it happened that the guy was of age. Maybe the, you know, maybe the guy, the accuser, is just trying to look for payday. Maybe.
Yeah, but see, but first off, you know, you messed up job security. Right.
28 years?
Exactly.
That's crazy.
What job is he going to get after this? He done.
You know, that's crazy. 28 yeah. years. It's not like he's been doing the voice for a couple. It's 28 years. I didn't even know that until I read it. It's like, wow.
Hopefully he was saving up.
You stupid.
I was serious.
He spent all his money on whips and chains. I don't know. Yeah. You know, they
damn shame
money.
They did to that dog. Hopefully you're saving up.
Stop. You stupid. Yeah, but I think that's crazy. That hurt me to my heart. I'm like, why is it always, you know, these childhood characters that come out with the craziest stuff? It's ridiculous.
It does, man. Think about it. You stuck in an outfit, however many hours it is, or you know, the puppeteer, you sitting there, nobody can see your face. He pissed. Yeah, I need to be known. So there you go.
Stupid. You ain't even right, Black. I think on that note, we need to go into some music.
Yeah, let's
get tripping.
Let's
play
for back.
Them. What you want to give them? Some Nene Cherry Buffalo Stance. Y'all ain't ready.
Ooh.
What y'all know about
let's
Buffalo Stance?
That's right.
PD Radio.
I'm melodic.
Sucking down their drawers, but did you get yours? Take a look, huh? Take a look. looking for unique, creative gifts for yourself or your loved ones? Well, Poetic Designs offers just that. Personalized pillows, centerpieces, gift favors, framed poetry, baked goods, and more. So check out the site at PoeticDesigns.net. At PoeticDesigns.net.
Me, that was my girl back in the day. I loved her. She's so pretty too. And we ended it off with Jermaine Stewart. We don't have to take our clothes off. That's right, ladies, today. You don't have to take your clothes off to have a good time. Oh, no. You can drink some cherry wine. That was a cool song right there. I like that. I like that.
Handpicked by Miss PD, the selection.
That's right. That's right. I'm on it tonight.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way. I like it.
You know what's funny, Miss PD? Just want to put
what's
this out there
black?
Real quick. That I hope, you know, this year I don't see all the craziness with the holidays going on, especially Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Ladies, you know, the acorn, you know, fingernail polish, the pumpkin colors and stuff like that. You know, you can put that to the side. Well, I take it there this year. You know, be easy on the eyes this year.
They're going to have an acorn beehive hairstyle.
You know you've seen some stuff. Uh-huh. Right, Ella.
I'm a simple gal. I don't like them crazy hairstyles.
Yeah, we don't need all that this year.
And
not
all the extra hair. The extra, the hair be flowing down your back. Be like, come on, ladies, stop. If you ain't you're not in the entertainment business, stop it. Got all
now,
that
see,
extra
I have a question.
What's your question?
Are the women doing that for them? Or is it the guys? Is it that they do it because they're trying to attract men with all the extra hair, or is it just a competition thing with other women? I need to know.
Really?
You think it's both? I need the men to call in 646-478-3599 and tell me, do it matter? Like, do you care that a woman has, you know, 10 extra inches of fake, you know what I'm saying, hair going down her back? You know, seriously?
Especially when it don't match up, though. When the hair
the butcher is in the building.
Shut up, Black. If we do a blooper reel of all the times I messed up, it'll be too funny.
But I'm curious, though. It's a serious question.
If the weave don't match your natural hair, it's like, what are you doing? Stop it.
Right.
Look, I'm all for it. I'm all for wearing a weave and making yourself look good. I'm all for it, ladies, so don't get it twisted. I'm all for it. But all I'm saying is some of y'all be doing a little bit too much. Y'all be extra with it. Like, it be down to your booty, and it's just like, super extra silky and extra shiny, and it's like, no, it's too much. Got to tone it down and just keep it natural. That's all I say. Keep it natural.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just saying. You know, it's a problem when you got to step to a woman with shades on at night because her hair is blinding the hell out of you.
You see?
You know what I'm saying? You know that it's not, it's not
you
your hair.
Just went overboard. You wrong
not you.
For that.
I'm serious.
You know you wrong for that.
I'm serious, man. And I have
well,
a
ladies,
problem,
call
you know,
us up and tell us what you think. Tell us why you do it. 646-478-3599. And fellas, call us up and tell us what you think about it. You know, do you like it? Do you hate it? Or do you really don't
care?
No,
they don't like it.
We want to know. Some men don't care. They like. No, some men really don't care. They're like, you know, it's whatever. Is she happy? I'm happy.
Nah, they lying.
It really don't. I said some men really don't care. That's not, you know, a big deal for them.
Hey, if
but
I can't run my fingers
about,
through your hair, it's a problem.
Right. That's what I was just about to say.
If I get
if stuck go to touch
in the
you
middle
a
of your
way,
forehead,
you like,
we got a problem.
Don't touch. What was that?
Hey.
What did you say?
I said, if my hands get stuck in the middle of your forehead, we got a problem.
Oh. You wrong.
No, I'm keeping it real. I'm keeping it real because it never was like that when I was growing up. When I was growing up, the girls had beautiful hair, greased up crazy. The parts was getting sued
you
up.
You said greased up.
it was greased up. Had the Vaseline on their face, face shining. Back, you know, when I was growing up. Y'all was cute.
Me.
Y'all were beautiful. I don't know what's going on now.
So you like the all natural, huh?
I do. You know, I like, you know, I like the change up. I mean, come on
now.
Yeah.
You like to run your fingers. I heard about you. Mm-hmm.
It's a problem. No, dude, come on now, fella. You know, you're trying, you know, it's holiday season. You know, you want to, you know, run your finger through your girl hair. You can't even do it. That's why they say they don't care, because they pissed. I care. And I care for you, man.
I care.
I care for all y'all. Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right,
well, speaking of keeping it real, we're going to change the subject on the air. There might be some people out there getting offended. We don't want to offend anybody. But,
hey, look, just my preference.
Hey, I hear you. But keeping it real, Black, as you just said, I want to know about this, and I really need you guys to call up and tell me what you think about this, because this blew my mind. All right. So I saw in the news this morning, right, the newest thing in fashion is for babies, and it is renting baby couture, renting designer clothes for babies. I mean, is it that serious? Is it that deep to rent designer clothes for a baby?
I think it is that deep.
I don't get it. I mean, and the price range is from $20 to $160 per week to rent an item, depending on what you select. Now, I'm old school. I don't understand that. So now you're teaching these from babies as a child to only want designer.
It's already
so
like that
less,
now.
They feel like, yeah, it is. It's true. But as a baby, is it that deep for you as a parent that you need to rent designer baby clothes for a baby? Not even a teenager, a baby. I like it. What people do with their money amazes me. I tell you. I don't get that. I need people to call up and voice their opinion on that. Is it something you would do? Do you think it's crazy? Do you think it's fine? I want to hear from you guys, 646-478-3599. Me personally, no. First of all, if you got it rented anyway, you can't afford it, so why even fake the fuck?
You
know
true.
What I mean?
You got a point. Yeah, you got a point there.
I mean, really, your baby, and one lady said she did it because her son was going to be in a wedding, and the money it would have cost her to buy him a designer suit that he was never going to wear again was just ridiculous. So she rented it. I'm like, why does it even have to be designer, though? Like, that's
exactly
what I'm not understanding. Why does it, like, who's going to know? Unless you walk near, my son has on.
Who cares?
Versace. Who's going to know? I don't understand the purpose of that. I don't get it. It's pretty stupid to me. And really, you're going to – and one lady, she did it because she wanted a designer dress for her daughter to take her portraits in. So you're going to have to point out to your daughter when she's older, you're going to actually have to point that out. Oh, you have on a Versace dress. You have to tell her that because she ain't going to know.
Right.
I don't get it. I don't – people today just
hey, it could have went down the Fifth Street. And Miss Cleo could have made the same joint. $2.
Oh, man, you stupid.
I'm telling you.
Man,
messing
you
around.
Can make your own designer labels and sew it in there. Who the hell want to know? You know what kills me, I think? It's like people break their neck for that stuff. Really? Is your life that shallow that you need to have that to feel like you're doing something? I don't understand it. I love beautiful things, but I've never been the type of woman to say I had on labels just to say I have it. That don't make me. I'm fly without it. If I got a shirt from Walmart, I'll tell you. But that's just me. You never see me going out looking bad, but I've never been the type of woman to say I need to have a certain label to feel like I'm doing something.
Right.
I don't understand it. I don't understand it. And now you're teaching it to your children. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Hey, it's a cycle.
It's a cycle. It's the cycle.
It is the cycle.
Mm-hmm.
What can you do? What can you do?
Nothing. What we can do, though, Black, we can
What's
play
up?
Some more music.
That's right. And then we're going to bring it back with a little bit more conversation.
Yeah.
So we're going to kick it.
We're going to bring it back. That's right.
Yeah, hopefully
wait,
somebody
tell
call
them what
in
we
and
give
check
them.
Me. What's up?
What we're going to give them right now, Black, is Miss Jody Watley. Don't You Want Me? That's that song right there, y'all. We're giving it to y'all tonight. Jody Watley, Don't You
Uh-oh.
Want Me?
That's right.
When I turn 18. days before I smack you, ho, don't you know? Can't you understand? If you mess with me, I'll take your man.
Freaking a-hole.
The back still stands. There's old vision plan.
Don't cover your wits. It's my command.
your man. Just straight
I'll
classic
take
right
your
there.
Man.
you went back on that one.
Yeah. You know how I do black. You know how I like it.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear from some people out there about Thanksgiving, you know. I almost forgot about the collard greens and stuff like that. You know, I had to put that on the list. So call us up.
Yeah, I mentioned that.
678-3599. Let us know how you get down on holidays.
How do you do it for Thanksgiving? We have a caller in the queue right now, Black. You want to bring them in and see what's going on?
Oh, yeah. Caller, PD Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Oh, how you doing? This is Eargasm from Englewood, New Jersey.
Oh, what's going on, man?
Oh, hello, hello.
What's up?
How are you?
Listen, I had to get on one in on you guys. I just wanted to give you guys a call. You know, I'm digging the music. I'm up here jamming. You know what I'm saying? I'm disturbing my neighbors. I'm disturbing my neighbors, so I'm going to give them the number to y'all if there's any complaints. I just want to let you know that. So,
gladly.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
We'll pay that PD fine.
Right. Direct them right to y'all. Sorry, neighbors, you know, but they got to say, jam. Y'all jamming tonight. What can I say?
Oh, thank you so much for calling in. For everybody who's listening, this is my brother from Twitter, Eargasm. I love you to death. You always support this show. I really appreciate you. And for all you guys listening, we're going to have Eargasm on the show coming up soon.
I'm going to try to come there and, you know, do some things. I appreciate it. I definitely do. Yeah, definitely. We definitely
appreciate
are.
You. I'm glad you're enjoying the show tonight.
Thank you. Just keep, you know, do your thing. Keep doing your thing. I'm listening.
Thank you. I just want to know from you, though. Thanksgiving is coming up.
Okay.
That's right.
What is your favorite dish that you look forward to every year?
All right.
What's that one dish that you have to dig into?
Okay, now listen. It's not, you know, everybody's going to come with the gravy or the fried turkey, but I'm going to come a little different because as a kid, I couldn't stand it. If we get cranberry sauce and it's the ones with the whole berries, I'm not eating it. That's not
right.
You don't like the cranberry sauce?
No. I want my joint.
Come on now.
No, I'm sorry. I don't want. Listen, you know, I try to eat right, but you know, I want some fakeness up in my cranberry sauce. I want it from the can, and when I slice it, it goes cuts right through like Jello. I don't want no berries in my joint. I don't want it. I don't want it in there.
Straight up.
I love it. Well, let me tell you, we do both in my house. We do berries and the cans. So you good with that. You want the jelly cranberry sauce.
Yeah, you know, when you slide it right out, it come out like spam.
You
put it right out, bye.
You want to see
it
wiggle, huh? I love it. So that's your one thing you have to get into first is the cranberry sauce?
Yeah, I got to. If that cranberry is looking good, everything else can look like, you know, nothing. And I'm digging right in. So, that's a question for you, too. Sure.
Uh-oh.
Okay, now here's another question about the food.
Okay.
Do you like your sweet potato pies?
Okay.
Are you leery of sweet potato pies where the color is on the light side versus on that dark, rich-looking, you know?
Okay, all right.
How do you feel about that?
Okay, I like my sweet potato pies. I don't like them too dark, though. I don't like them too dark. But I'm just going to tell you like this. I know it's a sweet potato pie, too. But don't have no strings and them sweet potatoes come out my pie either. I'm not going to eat it either. I'm sorry. I'm picky like that. Don't have no strings. Yeah. But like the little yam strings, I can't do that either. I'm sorry. I can't. But if it's too dark, it just looks a little burnt to me. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not talking about it being overcooked. I'm talking about the texture of just the color itself, knowing that, you know,
well,
it's
the color has nothing to do with the texture, but when it's too dark, it just don't look right.
It don't look appealing. I ain't messing with the dark up top, man. If it's dark up top right there, I'm looking at it like real sideways, like, you know, somebody eat it first and you tell me how it tastes, and, you know, maybe I eat the bottom part of it, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, the top part, I ain't messing with that one. I'm not going there.
You're discriminating on the light-skinned, dark-skinned pies. We ain't gonna go.
Hey, my condition has been conditioned. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm all for the brown power up there, but I can't do it on my yam on pie. I can't do it. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, speaking of brown power, for your sisters out there, tell us before you go, EG.
I'm sorry.
We want to know from you. I said, speaking of brown power, what I want to know from you before you go is we were talking a little bit earlier about women and wearing hair weave, which is fine to a point, but how do you feel when you see a sister with extra flowy down to her butt, super silky,
now,
shiny hair weave?
You know what? You know, like they said, you know, like the brother said in Charcoal Quest, if you can't braid it, the next thing to do is fade it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to complain about it like that. I'm not. But you know what? Could you try to fool me just a little bit? Like, fool me just a little bit. Have me thinking, you know, as a man, that's not, you know what I'm saying, you know, catch the weave number 235 or whatever. Like, I shouldn't be able to know and name them numbers right there. I should be able to look at your head and say, you know, what that looks real, but it looks nice. But some
That's
of that
right.
stuff
I'm
is just
done.
Too much. I'm sorry. It's too much. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I'm all for the women who don't, because I know a lot of women who do wear hair weave. They have nice hair underneath them, but they don't want to take the time to do their hair every day. But see, I tell those women, like, my mama used to get up and do her hair, like, get up 2 hours early to do her hair in the morning. Why can't you do it? I'm just
That's
saying.
Right.
You know? I'm just saying.
Well,
you know, I
keeping it all the way real, I have hair. I have a lot of hair, but I braid my hair because I don't want to do it every day. So it's comfortable for me. So I'll braid it for a few months, and then I'll take it out and wear my hair, and then I braid it again. But
I have nothing wrong with that.
I don't
that.
Understand the I don't understand the extra long and the super silky light. Like you said, you want to be fooled a little bit. Like, don't look at it and just know. You know what I mean? Yeah, a little bit. I hear you. I feel you on that.
No,
I have one more thing for
you.
Mm-hmm. One more thing. We also talked about the newest trend in fashion, which is renting baby couture. You have any thoughts on that?
What,
baby designer clothes?
For children?
Not even teenagers, though, Eargasm. It's babies. Renting designer baby clothes ranging from $20 to $160 a week.
I tell you one thing. I mean, if we talking about this, I'm in the wrong line of business. You know what I'm saying? I should be doing
I'm
that.
I'm trying
you
to tell
me?
You.
You know what I'm saying?
I tried to tell you.
Listen, I'm just going to say one thing, though. I'm going to say one thing. And all of you know, I'm not trying to, you know, take over, but black folks out there, listen to me. You know what I'm saying? We're living in the neighborhoods we live in. We need to stop being a community of consumers and be a community of producers. And
that's
the reason why we're in this nonsense we're in now. It's nothing wrong with you. We were a community of producers. Like, we used to make stuff. We used to build stuff, invent things. It became the music, inventions, beauty tips, anything. Let's do that. Let's stop being consumers. We're the poorest people in America, and we consume more than anybody in here, which means that we're living beyond our means. So, listen, if you have the money to do that, and that's what you want to do, I say, you know, I'm all for it. But if you're living beyond your means, don't do that, man. My mother used to get my sneakers from the shop up in the supermarket with the shoes.
I know that's right.
Tied
right.
together. You know, and
I know that's Jack. Right.
Yeah, he used to call them Jack. So, you know, come on. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's get with it, people. Let's not do that to ourselves, man. Come on now. Let's get it together now. You know, dancing is involved, but not when the problem's got to get solved. You know what I'm saying? So, come on, let's get it together.
You better tell me, Eargasm. I am loving you.
I'm loving it, too, because here's one thing that's totally different. When we were growing up, when you were poor, you looked it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you didn't have designer. You got kids now who are quote-unquote poor, and they still wearing Jordans. They still wearing, you know. I'm mad as hell.
I'm mad.
Tell them why you mad, brother. Tell them why you mad.
I'm in my late 30s,
and I'm mean to tell you, I've never owned a pair of Jordans in my life. Now, call me what you want, say that. I never owned a pair. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'm going to tell everybody I've never owned a pair of Jordans
That's
ever
right.
in my life. I've owned Nikes before, but I've never owned a pair of Jordans. Number one, I'm not spending all that money on no pair of sneakers when I could buy, like, two pairs of nice shoes over them sneakers. That's the type of dude I was. So with
That's what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if y'all want to do that and buy your sneaker freaks and everything, that's fine. But I just don't see why. You know, I don't see it. So, you know.
Yeah, but when you out there doing that and you buying all that stuff, then you broke and you bumming money because you done spent all your money on something you know you don't need to be having anyway, then I got a problem with you.
No,
as a woman, like, I've never looked at a man and said, oh, he got this or that, you know, and I was attracted to that. That was never me. So, I'm not that type of person, period. So when I see other people, how they base their identity on having these things and having these labels, I kind of feel sorry for you.
Right.
Like, you know, if you got the money and you could do it, so be it. If I have the money, I'm going to do it.
Right.
To a limit, though. I don't think everything that's expensive should necessarily, you know, be something you go out and get. That's just how I think. But
if
you have the money and the means to do it, go ahead. You earned that right. You made that money. Go ahead and do that. But for all you poor people out there trying to act like you got it and you know you live in paycheck to paycheck, you know if an emergency came up right now, you ass out because you ain't got no extra money in that bank. But you got some Jordans, though. No.
You know?
Cut it out.
You know what? It's funny because even in business, like a man told me before, like, listen, if you're going to go to a business meeting, you know, make sure you have a nice pair of shoes on with no wrinkles in the front. And I used to look at him like, what are you talking about? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you talking crazy to me. So, I test out the theory. I walked up in a pair of some busted shoes. And, you know, the Caucasian folks was looking at me like, nah, I ain't dealing with him. He look like he walk, like he don't drive. You know what I'm saying? He's busting his butt. He knows he's a blue-collar guy. Well, we want somebody who's white-collar. So now I walked up in a nice meeting with a pair of nice designer shoes on with no wrinkles in the front, and their first thing they did was look at my shoes. They want to know if I walked in there or if I got driven in there. Now you better believe it.
Oh, that's exactly what they do today. They look right at your shoes.
Oh, yeah.
They
want to see
shoes
if
tell
shoes
it
off. Busted up. Yeah, like, yeah, you got some busted shoes. This guy's busting his butt. He's running around here. He's a blue-collar guy. We'll put him on inventory. But, see, this guy right here, he knows he ain't working hard. He's working smart. We're going to throw him up and push some pencils. And, you know, that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
That's right.
Like I said, I'm just saying, like, you know, I may not be the smartest. I'm going to outwork you. Work like a slave, eat like a king, and I'm going to keep that till I die. You know what I'm saying? I'm
gonna
work
I love
hard.
That mentality. I know
that's right.
I'm loving you.
Sure
that's yourself. Right.
You can't wear them Jordans to a job interview, baby. You cannot wear the Jordans to a job interview.
Nah.
Don't do it.
No. Nah. Because he's going to look at you like, okay, you going to play some basketball, black man, or you going
right.
to, you know, come on now. Let's not stray away from, like, the main thing. If you're a black man and you over the age of 25 and you got a mohawk, shave it off. Have at least two or three suits up in your your closet, some shoes, because you're going to have to offset all those big designer jeans and those big T-shirts with a suit every now and again. And you better have a bank account, preferably a checking account.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have that, you ain't ready for survival out here in America as a black man.
Oh, yeah, they checking everything now. They checking everything.
Please, your Facebook page, they checking that, too.
Background.
If they know your Twitter name,
they
going to check that, too.
And you up there with these booty pics and all. Okay.
Yeah,
you really don't want a job, huh?
Okay, yeah, you might. See, I'm not going to lie. Some of them look good, but I tolerate myself to hit the like button. Because you ain't going to attach that to my page. Like, oh, yeah, look at this perverted. Look at this perverted brother right here. Oh, he all nasty and everything. He just so
you
nasty.
You are funny as hell.
No, it ain't happening. You ain't going to get me like that. No. That's what they want you to do.
We got another caller that wants to chime in. You want to stay on the line, Irrigan?
Yeah, definitely. All
right. We're going to bring in another caller.
TV Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Good evening, everyone. This is Al King.
What's going on, Mr. King?
All right. We got Al, Let It Be Known King on the line.
Hey,
Al, we have another call on the line, Eargasm.
What's up, brother?
Eargasm, how are you, good brother?
I'm doing good. How you doing, man?
I'm enjoying the conversation with the Truth Talk.
Right now, you know, we got to keep it off with the same question. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We got to ask you the same question.
But first, let's let the people know who Al is. Al is the author of the new book, Let It Be Known. The book is the truth, you guys. You need to get that book. Al has been a guest on the show. We did an interview with Al, so we thank you for calling in tonight, Al. So with that being said, we need your thoughts on tonight's subject.
I'm sorry. Before we start this interview, before we ask him something, I'm on Amazon right now to try to get this book, brother, right now. So
what's the name of your book again?
What's the name of your book again, brother?
It's Let It Be Known.
Okay, man. I'm getting that right now.
You see that? That's straight love right there. I need some material to read.
I'm in there.
I'm telling you, Eargasm, that's that book right there. You're going to go through them pages and be like, what?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
He's breaking it down. He's breaking it down. Trust me. You need, and that black on black crime.
It's also available on my website, theoutkingpointofview.com. Theoutkingpointofview.com.
Yeah, won't you go? It's probably easier to get it from there, right? From your website?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There you go.
I appreciate that. That's love. Love is
love. So what's going on, Al?
Okay. I'm great. You know, I caught you guys a little late. I was trying to lock in. I was charging up my phone, so I wanted to jump in and show my support. You know, to you great, awesome individuals with a great platform. I wanted to chime in. That's it. I said, let me press one. Let me jump in here and talk. And put my little 2 cents in. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we already asked Eargasm, and Black already chimed in. So now I want to know from you, what is your favorite part of Thanksgiving as far as the meal? What is that one dish that you need to dig into before anything else?
That's a good one, because I really don't have that favorite dish, to be honest, though, because
what?
I do a lot of cooking myself on Thanksgiving. So, you know, as a cooker, you kind of stray away from a favorite dish.
You kind of just want to
pretty much pick on a little bit of everything, but...
Now, don't let Big Mama hear you say that now, okay? Because if I'm talking about to say, like, come on, Al, man. Come on, man. Don't be lying.
You are hella funny.
Okay, because Big Mama or Auntie or Mama hear you say that, you're going to get hurt now.
Let me answer the question. You know what I really enjoy, though, about Thanksgiving? I love eggnog.
Can you make that, Al?
Or do you buy it?
No, I've never tried to make it. I'm sure I could, though. I'll put my mind to it.
I've been wanting to try it. That's just something I do everything else, but I have not tried that. I should try it this year.
Somebody already on it.
I'm thinking about it.
That's my favorite.
So, Al,
you
posted something earlier on Facebook. And I wanted to talk about that a little bit tonight. Tell us about that post you put up that got a lot of response on Facebook.
For the women.
What was it about?
When I wrote, I wrote women handle situations totally. Verbatim what I wrote was, in 2012, women handle situations totally different than men. And I just said, you know, I'm going to leave it right there. And it kind of ignited so much energy, which I didn't expect. But...
Usually, when I
put some of the things out there, and I kind of hit some nerves, you know, I wasn't really expecting that, because that's why I have pretty much ended the post, like, you know, I'll leave it right there. So, you know, you know, the women wanted me to elaborate a little bit more on it, and which I did. And it wasn't in any kind of way to knock or slash men. I just think that we're living in an era where things are loose. I think there's not a lot of accountability. And, you know, and being a man, I'm not going to be biased. I just think that men need to step up a lot more. And I hear so many women, you know, share their realities, you know, their struggles, their vices with how men have relinquished their roles. and being a provider and being a protector and being the head of the family, you know, of the union, of the courtship. So, you know, I just feel like, you know, in this era, you know, we're living in an era where men seem to have a problem with being a man, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they expect
mm-hmm.
women to be the man, you know, and you saw the thread, it lit, you know, there was some
yes, it
transparency
did.
Shared on the thread, you know, where people wanted to really talk about their situations and what they're dealing with, you know, and I don't blame
mm-hmm.
them, you know, I'm pro-women all day. Everything
mm-hmm.
in the world comes through a woman, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's a fact. Every life, you know, comes through a woman. And I just
mm-hmm.
think that is just so much burden that a woman has to accrue, you know, these days.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see these men now that function, you know, on a low vibration, you know, it's disheartening, you know what I'm saying? It's very upsetting. You know, in my new
mm-hmm.
in my new book that I'm writing right now, I'm gonna have a real juicy topic in the book where I'm definitely gonna address the new age man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving y'all a little
snippet
of that. I actually
right.
threw that out there today as a sample from something that I'm actually writing. So
mm-hmm.
that was just a little sample I threw out there today just to see what kind of response. I didn't expect that response to this morning. It was too early for that. And it went on and on and on. It even went private
yeah.
because I had
yeah.
some off-the-court conversation in lieu of that thread. You know, and again, it wasn't a knock to men. I just think that men got to
mm-hmm.
step it up, you know.
Absolutely.
So much
yeah.
destructive
what,
behavior.
What do you think?
That's killing
mm-hmm.
us.
I agree. I totally agree.
Eric,
Evan,
what do you think?
I believe that now, I totally agree with the brother. I believe that that men have become very more emotional than women these days. And I've seen it, you know what I'm saying? Listen. For I believe for a man to become a man, like you 25, yes, and a man's in the age and, you know, physical-wise, you are a man. But sometimes, you know, mentally, it takes a man a long time to figure out who he is. Some do it fast. Some do it at a rapid pace where they know who they are, what they want, you know, what they want to be, how they should, you know, treat another
mm-hmm.
person, not only just a woman, but how they should just treat an individual out there in the street. And I believe that,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, these men nowadays, they've got it wrong. From my generation down to the last, because, like, I believe that because of the way society dictated things, I'm not blaming anyone, but for the way that the drugs came in our community and messed up an 84 and 85 young men who were my age who were, you know, selling drugs to, like, these older people and some of these younger people, and they have the children, which are the offspring of like that crack epidemic, and the fathers ain't around. That really messed
oh, yeah.
up a generation of people. You know what I'm saying? So I believe us as men, like we, you know, we definitely need to step it up, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, like I said, I mean, I'm not perfect by any means. I'm not trying to get on here and say, oh yeah, I got all the answers and I got it right. But I know
right.
I listen to my conscience. And your conscience
mm-hmm.
is an important tool in your mind. And it's going to tell you what you're doing is not right. But if you ignore your conscience will become
mm-hmm.
very silent and you won't listen to it anymore. So some people have to
mm-hmm.
exercise listening to their conscience in order to know what's right from wrong, because you can't leave these kids out here hanging and these women
mm-hmm.
out here hanging and think you can just go off and party and, you know, smoke and drink and wild out and, you know, you're leaving everybody behind. And those offspring that you're ignoring may come up to be the killer of you one day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That weed may
oh,
grow up
yeah.
and choke you and may grow up to choke you out. You know what I'm saying? You don't know that. A kid may not know who his father is. He could be just run up on somebody he think got some money and shoot and kill you, and they may find out that may be your child that killed you.
I need to see men. I hear you loud and clear, brother. I need to see men. I'm from an era where, you know, and I was just telling my mother this the other evening. You know, she and I were having a conversation, and I said, you know, I'm just not accustomed. I'm not going to grow accustomed to it. I'm not going to get used to it. The new era of men that you see now, I can't get jiggy with it at all.
Mm-hmm.
At all. I'm from an era where, you know, men were noble. You know, they stood
mm-hmm.
for something. They stood
mm-hmm.
firm. You know, they spoke with conviction. They
right.
led by example. We had militants.
Mm.
We had leaders. You know, now we have followers, and we have a whole bunch of suckers.
Yes.
Right.
That's what it is. That's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
I call them spandex wearers. So there's a lot of spandex wearers, and you know the ladies got to force these men to step up because they enable them even further. You know, and a lot of this starts from their mothers.
That's the problem.
If you look at the men, and then you meet their mother, you understand exactly where this came from. The essence right there is evident. So. That's what's killing the man today, because I see so many men. Now, when they come across real men, it's a new experience, because when these new era men get around real men, I'm talking about real men that wear pants, that have all those components and some attributes that I shared, they become very uncomfortable. So they go right into a shell, and they know they can't coexist around real men. You know what I'm saying? I get it myself. I'm an upfront dude. I'm very frank. You know, I don't bite my tongue. Whether it's social media or not, I'm going to let it be known, you know, in the flesh as well. So a lot of these dudes can't handle me because I'm not like them. I'm from the old school, you know, and again, where it was about being a man and standing firm and being about something. And more importantly, you know what I'm saying? You got to be, as a man, you got to be submissive to the queen, to the women. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't mean that you have to be in a relationship with this woman, that this is your spouse. But when you identify and you come in the presence of a queen, you become submissive. I see these dudes now, they have no honor. They have no honor at all. When they come across the women,
that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Their level of disrespect heightens. There's an influx toward disrespect. Now, our women don't counter it with standards. So they accept
I was going to say, it's not going to change until women stand up, you know. Until a woman stands
up
and, you know.
The women enable them. They make them, you know what I'm saying, continue. It's a continuation of this conduct. So, you know, let me tell you something. One year, and I'm going to just say this real quick while I was in my spirit. I had a conversation one year with Ice-T, and we were talking one day, intimate conversation. He said, let me tell you something. He said, well, hon, every good man we already know is a good woman. He said, well, hon, every bum nigga is a bum bee. Just like that. And it was so vain the way he said it to me, and I kind of sat there and I said, wow, it was so sharp, but he had such a valid point, because every relationship is complimentary. So when you see you see a grown boy and he got a lady that's tolerating that behavior and that lack of development and not forcing his development, she has issues in her womanhood. When you see a fellow man, 9 times out of 10, he has a fellow mother. And furthermore, he understands when he now has to get him a wife, he has to get someone complimentary of his mother. And that's going to further, you know what I'm saying, enhance his manhood. So he gets him a thorough woman. That's why when I come across a lot of these new age men, and I see the kind of women that they're connected to, you know what I'm saying? And I just have to be frank, you know, with their mothers, the kind of women that they date and they choose to, you know, be in a relationship with. It's not too far off. You see it. You know exactly where they came from and exactly where they want to continue to go, or who they want to remain connected to. So, you know, women got to step it up and stop enabling these men and force their development. As long as you got the cookies between your legs, and women don't even understand that, that's all the power. You know, use that to develop him, not disrupt him or enable him. Use that to further develop him, because I'm tired of them. When they come around me, these new age men, I make them uncomfortable.
You should. Brother Al, I'm on your page. I'm on your page, the Al King Point of View.
man, I just picked up my I just picked up my book, 2140, man. The whole thing was, man. Now that's less than
what?
A dumb bag. That's less than a
that's
dumb
love,
bag.
Baby.
It's less than a dub bag and a Dutch. Word is bomb, man. So your brother's
what?
Better get right.
I love
up,
it.
Okay? All right?
Love that
love
saying?
Board. I appreciate it.
Well, I just got my thing right there, man. So, yeah, I
love
I'm good
that.
With that one.
I appreciate
I'm
that's
good
right.
With that.
And Eargasm has bought
that.
Two of my books. See, that's how
yeah.
He do.
Yeah, I bought two of books. I bought one for my mom and one for my aunt. You know, to give my they love to read and you know they you know I gave it to them and they love it, man. And they suggested it to some of their friends. They have a little book club going on, so I just want to try to get them to get more into like supporting each other. You know what I'm saying? It's for come to one, right? Because, I mean,
well,
the first book one of my aunts gave to me was the ISIS papers. And, when I was a kid, she gave that to me. And I found out that was written by a black woman. That blew my mind right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was me.
Okay.
Support is love.
Well, I
want to
flip this switch a little bit, guys, real quick while we have you on the line. I want to get your thoughts on, I read, now this was sent to me by Valencia on Twitter, where it says, as of November 10th, 2012, Citizens from 15 states have petitioned the Obama administration for withdrawal from the U.S. in order to create its own government.
Oh,
are you
boy.
Freaking kidding me?
No,
wait, and the states that's included in this is Louisiana, Texas, Montana, North Dakota, Indiana, Mississippi, Kentucky, North Carolina, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, New Jersey, where I'm from,
states.
Colorado, Oregon, and New York.
What?
Now, these states have requested the Obama administration to grant a peaceful withdrawal from the United States.
Absolutely not. I don't know why everyone is surprised at this. I mean, like, why are we surprised that it's 2012 and people still acting like buffoons? Because, first of all, it says in the Bible that do not marvel at men and the things they do, right or wrong. So I don't look at these people out here and say to them, like, oh, you know, we got a black president, it's 2012, you shouldn't be behaving like that. Just try to catch a cab in New York City and see why that's not like that. Because now you got, you know, these, you know, immigrants coming in here, which I call, excuse me, the new niggas who are in America. They don't give you respect, and your forefathers fought for them just to get just to have the right to vote or get their kids good education or even have jobs and loans and things like that. I'm not surprised at all. It's a bunch of nonsense. Mm-hmm. America is laced in racism and financial difficulty. Absolutely, and we had a bad time. So you know when the bad times come, people start flying off the handle. So no, I'm not surprised.
Oh yeah. Mhm. You said it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. What you got on that, Black?
It's crazy. I mean, just exactly what the man just said. Come on now. You know, if that was the case, you know, every black person, you know, that's alive now would have been tried to, you know, rip away from this country over the years that we had to endure, you know, all the craziness. So.
Ridiculous.
For them to come out now and say that, you know, it's just.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It means nothing to me.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at the way these people act. And it's surprising to some folks because, you know, I think that they want to believe there's no racism. But like you said, you know, the devil convinced the whole world that he doesn't exist. So why wouldn't racism be one of those things? I mean, I'm not going for it. If they want to do it, let them do it. They want to separate from state and government and become its own sovereignty, which black folks should do anyway. We should come out our own sovereignty because as part of the United States Amendment, we are more a property. That goes for black men, women, and child, white folks, too.
Uh-huh.
We are considered state property. So if you don't, if you claim your sovereignty and tell them, well, guess what? I'm not signing no tickets. No parking tickets, no speeding tickets. You're not going to bond me by contract of the United States government. They really can't do too much. So I just want to say a lot of people pick up those black laws. You know, those black laws right there. It's not black laws as for black people, but it's those laws, those in-between laws that tell you, you know, what you should do in case of you get stopped. You know, you're going through police checks. and they're trying to hit you with these charges, these little things, innuendos underneath. That's what those prosecutors look at in order to, you know, get you to play ball with them. You know what I'm saying? So look at those black laws. You can download that free PDF on the internet, the black laws. Go get it, because if you don't know these people's laws, they will sweep you right under the rug like you don't exist. Better learn them.
Tell it. That's what PD Radio is all about, educating the peoples. Tell them you're
against. We just got to stay together and create stronger communities within our black race. I'm just tired of seeing so much, you know, destruction and segregation, self-segregation, and serious segregation among our race. I think we're more prejudiced against each other. That's the crazy thing about it. You know, one thing I'm very strong about, I think that we need to have a stronger we just need a stronger economical system within our black race. Every other race has their own system. That's why they don't rely on the government for it. You know, we need to just create our own situations, our own major susus. We need major money to be funneled through our race. We have the money. We just don't bring it to the table, you know what I'm saying, and share with each other.
That's true.
We don't think like that.
That's true.
I agree. I just have a quick question. I like Black and Brother Al. I just want to just ask you a question. It's like, as black men, and since we're more of of the forefront of hip hop music. Do you believe that? Because I believe the devil was a lover of music. It says so. The devil was a lover of music. Do you believe that a lot of this music, I'm not trying to get into Illuminati because people making money off of all this stuff and all that, but what I'm saying is, do you seriously believe that there is another influence inside our music to make it so violent and dark? Because I look at Indian people's music, and their music is very vibrant with colors, and everyone's cheerful. Now I look at our videos, everybody's frowning. Everybody look at, they want to kill one another. All the lyrics talking about, yo, I'll kill you. And when I hear them say that, I know they're not talking to white folks. They talking about, brother, the next black man across from me, I will kill you. So, like, how y'all feel about that, man?
I think our music is a reflection of society. I think we're experiencing the ramifications of the crack era. It's a very harsh period, and that's what we're experiencing right now. And that's why a lot of things just don't make any sense. You know, I don't believe in all that Illuminati and all these crazy theories, and you know, I don't even get caught up in any of those things. Because at the end of the day, when it comes to our music, we're just not being creative enough. We're not being innovative. There's a lot of cookie cutting going on, you know, where we created music that was colorful. So now we're suppressing that colorful music. There's still talented musicians out there, as well as artists in general, that are being suppressed.
Right.
And being dumbed down. It's there. It's still there. The grassroots channels are still there. They're still out here.
Right.
That's my take, Black. Yeah, guys.
I totally agree. I think it's a system. I think the music right now has its own system in controlling, you know, our youth and perpetuating, you know, a lot of the things that that is dark about, you know, our communities and things like that. It seems like we can't escape it. It seems like the hold is getting worse and worse and worse, and no one is willing to take responsibility and actually step above it and say, you know, we need to make this kind of music, or we need to do this. You know, record companies are just coming in and just dictating everything, and it's crazy, you know. And I am.
And people are following because they just want that deal.
Yeah, and I love music, and I cannot listen to the radio. I just can't do it.
Neither.
It's crazy. So I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I believe in some. I'm not gonna lie to you. I believe in some of the Illuminati stuff, and I'm gonna tell you that maybe I shouldn't be saying this on the radio, but like coming from a former a former Federal Reserve employee for over 15 years, I've seen some things. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I've seen some things. I've been to the Treasury. I've been to all these outlets. I've been down there. I worked in the Federal Reserve in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Okay. And I worked in the one in downtown in Manhattan, the one that carries the gold and the one that carries the money in East Rutherford, New Jersey. You put my name in there and say I was up for over 15 years, you know what I'm saying? So I recently, you know, got out of there. I left there. The things I was seeing up in there, the things I had to go through up in there, the things they were telling me up in there, I cannot work for them. Yeah, I couldn't work for them and knowing that they're bringing down not only our community but our country also. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Let's get excited. The Federal Reserve is not a government-owned facility. It is a silent contractor that works for the government, just like somebody who works for, you know, the workers inside of the Giant Stadium. They clean up the stadium. They work for them.
Yeah.
They're not a government. They're not a government entity at all. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But yet they're the only licensed business that can destroy money. And now you heard me when I said that. I said destroy money.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. What?
That's what I used to do. I used to destroy money. When I tell you if I'm lying, I'm dying. Destroy money. All of it.
Mm.
I didn't put more
wow.
money. More money has passed through my hands than Puff Daddy, Donald Trump, Steve Jobs, all of that. 15 years,
what?
I done seen it all. All.
Wow.
Stories. We need
I'm
to have lunch.
Right now.
I hear that.
You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, I can't make this up. I had to get out of there. The things I used to see, the things that was going on in there, when they tell me the M3 index, which fluctuates the money that we have as opposed to how
mm-hmm.
much the money is worth, is nothing, and your dollar's worth a penny, and every year they're coming out with a new design for your money because people
right.
like China – people like China keep counterfeiting our money, and they're saying us our money ain't worth nothing because there's counterfeits out there, and then the dollar is not even worth two pennies to the point that Canada, our neighbors to the north, money's worth more than ours, and that has never happened to the point that the peso is catching up with us. The peso is catching up with our dollar bill. Now, when that happens, we the biggest country in America. We make everything in the world. We're making everything tick-tock. That is a problem. The Federal Reserve was created by a gangster, by somebody in the mafia. Go do the research if you think I'm lying. And nobody ain't going to tell me different because I've worked there, okay? I worked there from the point that people writing checks and how we used to sort out checks every day, paper checks, before people started using online services to do that banking. Trust me. Anybody can ask me a question, I'll tell you anything you want to know. Chairman had lunch with him. One of the top chairmen now, his name is Carl Turnip Seed. He's retired right now. He's the head of the Federal Reserve E-Rock branch within the East Rutherford Operations Center. He's a headman. He's a black man, okay? Now, they put that man in front of all those men, which has the biggest vault in the world, period. The vault is 4 football fields long, football fields high. And I've worked in there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I know what I'm talking about.
We need a whole show just for this convo right here. It's crazy.
That's right.
Wow.
Don't be selling your gold. Don't be selling your gold like they tell you. Sell your used gold on TV. We'll buy you. Don't be selling your gold. They want you to do that. So when the dollar ain't worth nothing, you ain't got nothing but diamonds and gold, metal. That's what's going to determine your economy. Silver, gold, metals. That's what it's going to be. We're going back to the caveman days. They're going to tell me that you ain't going to get no food because you ain't got enough gold in your pocket. Whoa, this 2012 or we in 20 BC? What's going on?
Right. No, right.
Wow.
No, it's the egasm. Money, you know, money has no real value anyway. No
nothing.
Paper. It depends
it
where
it
you
on,
are.
It's
like
on
you,
the dollar
you know, I never went in the military, but I have people that were, you know, that went away. They were fighting the wars in the desert. You out in the desert with money, it can't buy
right.
anything.
Nothing.
It has no value. So
mm-hmm.
that's only contingent where you are on the planet.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Money really has no value. It really doesn't.
I'm going to tell you.
That you broke that down.
Well, I'm just going to tell you one more thing. Like I said, I'm glad I'm only using my post name up on this show because they may send me a letter like, oh, Mr., you know, we have to talk to you, but let me tell you something, all right? All right? I was a supervisor management. I had to go ship out when the desert, not the Operation Desert Storm, the Desert Shield, when they ran up into the second time and tried to get Hussein up out of there, right? We had to send money to the troops out there to get paid, American money. So now you tell me how when they ran up on Saddam Hussein, the same shipment that we had out in East Rutherford, New Jersey, winds up in his fortified little palaces. We didn't pay the troops. How does the money end up there? Now, not only that, but after that happened, our chairman leaves our Federal Reserve and goes works with Obama. And he works with Obama. He's not even American, y'all. He ain't American. Okay, he's not American. The man before he went into office, he had to do his taxes for the Federal Reserve. And guess what? He did it wrong because the fool said he used TurboTax. If that man makes over $350,000, gets $450,000 a year, why are you going to use TurboTax?
Exactly.
When you having a account? Yeah. Exposure, y'all being exposed. Word up. You're being exposed.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? People ain't gonna keep messing with your slave mentalities and your Jim Crow laws and try to turn it back to how we wanted. Have this land all nothing to have everybody, white, black, and Spanish people picking cotton out in the fields like we some damn animals, while these good old boys is back there kicking the whips on all our backs, white folks too. It ain't no. It's more of the have against the have-nots. And if you rich, you got it, black and white. And if you poor, white and black, Spanish, Latin, Asian, you ain't going to get it. And they're going to put their foot on your neck every single time.
That's what I've been saying.
If you got the wolf by the neck, you don't let him go, because if you let him go, he's going to turn around and bite you. So you're going to grab him by his throat and keep him there.
This country was rich and poor, point blank, period. I've been saying that. But you guys, we getting cut down on time. I want to thank you guys for calling in. Yeah, this was a great conversation. You guys are awesome.
Awesome.
And PD Radio is your home. Call in every week and talk about whatever you want to talk about. This is what we do here. So thanks for calling in. Is there anything you guys want to say real quick before you log off?
I just want to thank y'all for the energy and the love, though. Eargasms, appreciate the support.
Definitely, brother.
Your support. Love is love. We all family.
That's right.
I appreciate it. I just thank everybody just to hear my point of view. And, y'all keep doing your thing. I'm going to keep tuning in and calling. Brother Al, I got you, man. You know what I'm saying? The book, the autograph one, I got that, man. So I'll be looking forward to that, and you guys keep it moving with all this. You know, we ain't gonna say hold me down because we don't want nobody. We gonna say stay up, y'all. Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
I love it. Thanks, guys.
All right,
thanks
now. Y'all
for
have
calling
a good
in.
Night.
Guys, have
all
a
right.
good one.
All right.
All right.
I can see it now. I think we gonna have to have. We're going to have some type of book reading or something like that where we all read a book and then we just throw questions at the author, like just come at them and just kind of get everything from all angles.
I like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like that.
So, like,
mm-hmm.
just dig deep. That was crazy. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, two good brothers calling in, giving their point of view. That was good. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that.
That's right.
It went deep. Eargasm went deep with it.
I think if you break down the foundation of the reality that we live in, and I take it back to the Matrix. I'm telling you, you have to be asleep. You have to. That's why people, you know, the drugs, sex. Just anything to take them out of reality, they will do to try to cope with this world. Because, like you said, if you got it, you got it. And those people are living on a certain level that we will never see. You see it on Real Housewives and stuff like that where they're doing everything lavish. It's just like a big game to them. And then there's people who are really struggling that just can't even, you know, catch a break. So, man. Mm. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still tripping right now, y'all, so forget. I'm still tripping at the information that was just thrown out
there.
Oh,
yeah. I got to lighten it up real quick, you know.
You want to lighten it up with some music?
I got to lighten it up with some music real quick, and we're going to come back, but, you know, just to kind of on the tip we were on, you know, I'm just going to play this little song real quick by Jay called Hollywood, because I think it's appropriate. That's right.
Do that.
It ain't for everybody. Welcome to Hollywood, baby.
Picture.
Uh-huh. Coming with.
Let's not even talk about it.
Let's do it.
Go.
Uh-huh.
I see your jealousy as you watch me.
I see you watching me, baby.
You watch me.
It's all good.
It's kind of sexy.
I love it.
How you watching?
Uh-huh.
You watching.
Come on. Let's chop it up.
Tonight
you're gonna be a superstar, baby.
Let's
get into it.
Ooh, it's a lie.
You're blinded by the
action.
You need that.
Hollywood.
Ooh,
it's a lie.
You're blinded by the
action.
You need that. Paparazzi spots me in the lobby of my high rise. I hide behind my shades, cause the fame is blinding my eyes. My God, I know how Ozzy Oz must have felt when he was eyes high. Cause I have got to make this stop. People often warn me that the fame ain't for the faint of heart. It'll change those since they had love for you into strangers. When your thing starts, it's a chain reaction. Locomotion like when a train departs. Stranger, things have happened, rapping, stacking, platinum, plaquing. Born in Brooklyn, got a place in Manhattan. Going back to Brooklyn to escape the madness. When your friends is Chris and Gwyneth, and your girl is more famous than you, Venice. Time to get all your windows tinted. Keep your eyes squinting, it's on flash any minute. The music biz like musical chairs. About where you're standing when the music
Ooh,
starts spinning. And I'm
life.
You're blinded by the
action.
You need that.
Hollywood.
You
want the light.
You're blinded by the
action.
You need that. A-lister, you're in the midst of the ride of your life, but you gotta keep them hits up. Can't put your guard down, gotta keep your mitts up. Take a sip, sir, it's so intoxicating, ain't it? Try not to get jaded, Hollywood's been good to you. Starting to feel like buzz to you, don't lie. Gonna fly, you addicted to the lights. Without the fame, how you gonna survive? It's like living on so high.
And everybody's wanting you alive.
Become what you want to survive. James Dean, John Belushi. Blow your whole life trying to live in the lies. Everyone's following Marilyn. Hopping over the edge just like Janis Joplin. River Phoenix, Jimi Hendrix, Jimmy Morrison. All of them ended by Hollywood. Thank God for Hollywood. Hollywood. Sure you want this, baby. Hollywood. It's the most addictive drug in the world. What the fame?
Archive. I see you.
I had to because, you know, it was just fitting for, you know, to just
mm-hmm.
a lot of our people, we just blinded right now. Everybody wants to be a star, you know what I mean? And it's just breaking the foundation
right
now. Now, I did want to bring something up real quick. I don't know a lot of people know when the hurricane, Sandy came through and Christy, everybody saw him on TV, you know, real hugged up with Obama and stuff like that. Just trying to haggle about, you know, who's going to get what kind of proceeds after the destruction hits and all that other stuff. So, you know, Republicans wasn't real happy about that, but I got a little footage on that. And you know, I think I think Christy was trying to ask for some coin, and it just wasn't trying to go down like that. So this is what I caught up with. You let me know what you think. Here we go.
How much?
$40,000.
A piece?
Oh, down the middle.
No. That ain't even enough.
The fuck you mean that's not enough, man?
I got a lifestyle to maintain here.
Not a lifestyle, man, you filthy motherfucker. You got a pantry full of dog food, but I don't see no dog.
Dog under the bed, nigga. You lucky he ain't attacked your ass when you came in.
You're the dog, motherfucker.
Look, man, what happened to all that fucking money you didn't save, man?
Save?
Shit. I don't remember shit from Watergate to when the spaceship blew up. Money I saved.
You ain't save a damn thing.
Like, you stupid.
That's for all that coin. Nah, but New Jersey needed that. New Jersey didn't. He tried to go in there, Bogart and the president, some or some. We're gonna split it, right? Oh, man.
You are stupid. I don't know how you be doing that.
Hey,
stupid.
But
you get me every time, though. I love it.
I'm telling you. And then I heard that, I don't know if everybody heard, but just a little something about Charlie Sheen threatening people. What's up with that?
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, come on now, Charlie. Who you threatening?
What?
You know.
Yeah, who are you threatening?
Oh, man, it ain't make no sense. I didn't read the whole thing. I just saw the headline. I was like, really? What you going to do? You know what I mean? I'm trying to think what it would even
tiger
sound
blood.
Like. What was that?
Yeah, what would that sound like?
Yeah, what would it sound like if he even tried to threaten somebody? So I think I found a little something on that, too, in the archive.
What?
There
let me
go.
Hear it. Let me hear it.
This is what it would sound like if Charlie Sheen tried to.
Shoot the goddamn dice, man.
Hey, man, I'm going to shoot the damn dice. You understand? I'm going to shoot them. I'm going to send every one of you motherfuckers home broke.
Shoot them.
Broke.
Oh, shit.
Come on, sis, with your bad ass. Come on, you ass crap.
Man, what the fuck you doing with this kid in here, man? Didn't I tell you them motherfuckers bring me bad luck, man?
Whoa. What's that sign say? Ray's place, that's me. This is my place, okay? I have in here who the fuck I want. Okay, you lost. So pass the dice or buy them from this motherfucker.
And I ain't selling, punk. I ain't buying either. What I'm gonna do is shoot this shit again and you're gonna get that kid's ass out of here. That's what's gonna happen.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Wait, man, look, you shot. You lost. I mean, we'd have paid you if you won, but you lost. Now take your big ass home and brush that tooth.
You think that's funny, huh? You think that's funny, huh?
Oh, man.
Huh? Now, I told you I couldn't stand kids in the room when I was shooting. They bring me bad luck, but you wouldn't listen, would you?
I'm listening.
Well, listen to this. I want back all the money I lost tonight, and I want back everything you took in. You understand me, you smooth-talking son of a bitch? Do you understand?
So that's what it would sound like.
That
Charlie was trying to threaten somebody over a
night. That Tiger Blood had him hype.
Hey, you know that. Hey, that man's voice change up when you start drinking.
Get a little bass.
Oh yeah. We need to kick a little some more music up in here and bring it right back to the folks. So before we head off
in
the sunset. Oh, yeah.
You know what I want to hear?
What you want to hear?
Car wash. What y'all know about car wash? What you know about it, player?
Uh-oh.
Rose.
CD.
Mr. Black, what's up?
We are coming down on 4 minutes of another great show.
It was very good tonight. I do agree. I agree. I enjoy myself tonight.
Energy was crazy. Yeah. I want to take just a moment just to get some shout-outs to everybody out there. I know it's crazy right now, and we're coming up on the holidays, and, you know, I just want to, you know, just send some love and tell everybody to keep pushing and keep moving forward. And, you know, things are going to work out. Don't think that the world is coming to an end, because it's not. It's a lot of blessings still to be yet to be given. So just hold on, and it'll come. It'll definitely come.
I think the bottom line is we all fall on hard times. You know, sometimes life is not easy and never goes the way we plan. But you got to hang in there. You have to have a strong mind, and you have to have faith. And people, just remember, you have to work hard to get whatever you want and to be wherever it is you want to be. You have to work hard. You have to put in the work. There's no shortcut.
That's right.
I know today with technology and everything, it makes things easier, but there's no shortcuts. You have to put in that time. You have to grind. You have to work hard, and you have to get it done. And when you do reach the level that you want to be, you'll enjoy it so much more because you knew all you had to go through to get there. If it comes to you too easy, you don't appreciate it. So that's all I have to say about that. I want to shout out again. Eargasm, follow him on Twitter. Eargasm, follow Mr. Al King. Let it be known. They called in tonight, brought in a lot of energy and some laughs. I enjoyed them tonight. I look forward to speaking with them again on the show. So another great show. Shout out to you, Black, for doing what it is that you do every week. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you as well. That's right. That's how we get down. We Bonnie and Clyde on this joint.
That's right. I appreciate all you listeners, everyone who listens live, everyone who goes back and listens to the archives. I appreciate you. We appreciate you. PD Radio, we do this for you. Point blank, period. Or as I like to say, period.
That's right.
Period.
So I guess we will end the show.
We're going to end the show.
And keep it moving. We'll see y'all next week, baby. That's right. PD Radio.
PD Radio.
Welcome to PD Radio. Welcome to PD Radio. Every Tuesday. Bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Music, interviews, and much more. PD Radio. Six Man Radio. Let's go. Day One Production. Let's go. Real talk.
That's right.
Bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Music, interviews, and much more. PD Radio. Every Tuesday. PD Radio.
How much?
40 grand.
A piece?
Oh, down the middle.
No. That ain't even enough.
The fuck you mean that's not enough, man?
I got a lifestyle to maintain here.
Got a lifestyle, man, you filthy motherfucker. You got a pantry full of dog food, but I don't see no dog.
Dog under the bed, nigga. You lucky he didn't attack your ass when you came in.
You're the dog, motherfucker.
Good night, guys.
Man, what happened to all that?